Well, welcome to the latest in the series of WebFusion audio blogs. Joining me on the line today, founder and CEO of Audioboo, the provider of this very audio blog, Mr. Mark Rock. Welcome, Mark.
Hi, thanks.
Now, people listening to this will already be aware of Audioboo to an extent, and I've seen it described as the audio equivalent of Twitter. But is it more than just that?
We hope so. I think there's something very emotive about audio that text really can't get across, and often video can't either. We really aim to be almost a library of the sound of your life in the cloud. Used for lots of different purposes, so a lot of people use it for news breaking and The Guardian. A lot of bloggers use it. I use it personally just to store the voices of my children. So, I think it's a way of taking audio social, which is an audio, especially spoken word audio, has always been a kind of poor cousin in the kind of web world. All the focus of innovation has been on music, and people seem to have forgotten about how rich and powerful voice can be.
Yeah, and what do you think has been the key to Audioboo's success? Because you've got some big followers nowadays and big users as well.
Yeah, I mean, we put a lot of work into trying to get the best quality audio we could out of modern-day smartphones, and I think we succeeded pretty well in that. Plus, because you can take a picture to add to your audio and get location, you get titles and tags. It's a very, very rich amount of data, which also makes it very searchable by Google. So we've got Guardian using us regularly. We've got Le Monde in France, Washington Post in America, ABC in Australia. So, and about 25 different regional BBC stations. So we've got this good broad range of pro users, and then hundreds of thousands of people like you and me who are just using it as a very quick and easy way to get audio into social networks.
Yeah, and I mean, you say being used by lots of major news channels, but does it frustrate you that the majority of news outlets, when they talk about social media, they just mention Facebook and Twitter?
I can see why. I mean, they're both huge, huge networks that, have had a kind of profound influence on people's lives, especially Twitter with news. Probably more, I wish some of the institutions, particularly in the UK, supported locally bred companies rather than always going with the big American ones.
Yeah, and you've had successful businesses before. How did you come up with the concept of audio blogging?
What, with Audioboo?
Yeah.
So my background was I co-founded a design and graphics company, design technology company called Static 2358 for some reason, which did a lot of broadcast graphics on Mac. So we did the Film 4 launch, we did the Channel 4 on-screen identity, Sky One, a very successful business. And we, in 1999, we launched an interactive TV games channel called PlayGem. So that was games that you could play on your set-top box. We launched that on Sky, on cable, TPS in France, Globe, Channel Vision in the US. So that was a really good big business. It grew from two of us to about 120 in 4 years. But I'm going to try and keep audio being quite small. I think it's much easier to manage.
Well, thank you very much. I wish you much continued success. And if listeners haven't set up their own Audioboo, they can do so, I think, at www.audioboo.fm or download one of your iPhone or Android apps.
And we should have, so at the minute you can do it on the iPhone, Android, some of the higher-end Nokias. You can do it on the web as well. Probably within a week, we'll be also introducing a Boo Mail, so the ability to send audio to Audioboo by email.
Very good.
Which should be interesting.
Look forward to that.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Mark.
Okay, bye.
Well, thanks for listening, and don't forget to check out our full range of blogs, audio and written, at www.blog.webfusion.co.uk.